when we have guests. Thank you. Maybe turn the tone down a little bit.
We haven't dated the tape yet. We've got so much electronics here that we figure out what the hell we're doing.
Meeting's adjourned. Let's eat cake.
This is June the 25th, 1995. We have a bunch of new equipment, and we're having a lot of fun. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I started my speech. I come in light. We have old friends here who know their old friends. We have new friends here who don't realize they're old friends, and eventually we work it so we get you sucked in. But I always forget, especially as new ones come, that it probably looks like we're having some little entertainment center in here. Dorma wears glasses because she cannot stand the blast of light that comes both with the presence, and also she does not have anything but eyelids over the pupils and lenses of her eyes, and basically can see right through those. So we have to wear dark glasses, not for effect, but to protect the eyes. It would be all right if we could depend on not having to do any more work for the rest of the day so that the light glare doesn't bother. But we don't ever stop doing our work. And I need her eyes after we leave here. I thank Marina for donating her precious posies. I don't know how you do it. I couldn't even get Dorma out this morning to pick the wildflowers. She just won't give them up. If you come by and her gardenias are blooming, she may or may not let you have a blossom. We thank you, and we accept these in loving and caring in the way that they're given. It's all we have to indicate the unity of our little space here. Our family scattered all over the world. And you know that by the mail that comes. One of the most confirming things for what I have told you came actually from Jerusalem. And guess what it was about? The downing of KAL-007. I had told you that it was brought down, and that the people aboard that craft were taken prisoners. And we have the confirmation that that is so. And it came from the investigative team circling through Israel. How about that? Ones want to say, I'm anti-Semite. I'm anti-Jewish. I'm anti all these things. I am anti-Antichrist. I don't care what you are. I'm going to repeat, for the ones that are new, that the term Jew, J-E-W, holds no meaning for me, except that is the label that the serpent races, or the people coming from the serpent races, who call themselves Khazarians coming from the Mongol, Rus, Nordic tribes needed to choose a religion, and they chose to be Judaists, to go by the Talmud, because they certainly were not going to join an alliance with any so-called Christians because of the focus of the Christian movement, which of course is also a bald-faced lie the way it is presented. Now, I've said the same thing about the Holocaust. The Holocaust is a lie as presented. That doesn't mean that the Holocaust did not occur and people died. But number one, it was not a Holocaust by the pure definition of the word Holocaust, which means to be annihilated by fire and by the own projections. Ones were supposedly gassed. And then I assume they come up with Holocaust from, quote, the ovens. Well, I don't know how you get around this either, that after the war and really quite recently, in your counting of terms even, the chambers were rebuilt. And now they don't know what to do with the tourists at Auschwitz. Does that mean that it was not horrible? No. It simply means it was not as it was presented to you, and there is proof that it could not have been. Now, who does the lying? Well, it's going to hurt the feelings of you who think you come from Jewish lineage. If you come from Jewish lineage, you come from the alien tribe of Khazar. And you called yourselves the serpent people in the late 1700s, well, mid-1700s, which you would consider your 18th century. The term, the word Jew, was chosen to replace serpent and to fool all of the people in the area. That way, this, which is now the New World Order, could do its job and call you anti-Semites if you objected. And pull you down. Communism is alive and well. It was set up by these same Khazarian Bolshevik Jews. I didn't make the term. I hardly dare use the term. And yet we get bashed about it continually. And until you ones learn what is wrong, you cannot set it to right. You end up going out there and shooting your friends. So right off, up front, I am not a patriot. Hear me? I am not a patriot. I'm not even sure I care about your nation. I care about you. Period. My mission is to bring forth the word of what is wrong, historical documentation, help you integrate it, show you the way, and hopefully do something worthwhile so that you can find your way and remember your journey. I come as a head of the hosts of God, no more and nothing less. And any of you who want to deny that, you are certainly welcome to do so. But you're the one that's going to have egg on your face. You can quote me your Bible until we both turn green or purple, and it will not make any difference. I am also weary of one saying, well, if he just were not so anti-Bible. I am anti-Bible in the way it has been presented through lies to you. There is truth in that book. But if you have now a nation completely usurped of constitutional truth, what in the world makes you think that that same element would not change the Bible to suit themselves? And they did. And you bow down, scrape, and plead for ones to come wipe out someone like us so that you don't have to be disillusioned. Well, then, when you find you've been disillusioned, you want to come and kill the messenger because now you're upset about it. So anyone who comes to this room expecting a preacher, you're going to get one, but it ain't going to be what you think. There are no dues to pay here except hard work. We don't have a cult here. We don't have a group here. We have a bunch of people trying our damnedest to do whatever we can to begin to change things around. And some have had to literally be the guinea pigs, the focus, to be pulled down, lose everything, to give opportunity for growth. And I appreciate anyone who wants to come just to experience enough to see if there's anything here. There's plenty here. God is here. God's with you, wherever you are. But he's certainly here. This is the time of paying attention to what is going on. And stop the infighting. Stop the bickering and the backbiting. We have a major, major job to do. And nobody's going to do it for you. But we sure can help show the way. And all these little violence-advocating groupies around are going to do you in. You are never going to change anything by substituting one power broker over another over yourself. Well, I'm going to have my freedom. Even if I have to die for it, well, go right ahead and keep me out of it. I'm looking for ones willing to live for a cause and do it right. You're not going to do anything with your silly little pop guns except get yourself killed. And if you intended to be a leader, maybe that's what you deserve. Because leadership that leads you into violence and war is not of God, and you're going to go down because your enemy's too big. You become your own enemy by such action. Well, are they going to let us gather? Who knows? Not much longer if they can help it. But when you stop fighting them, they don't have anything that they can show publicly to cause them to do anything to you. Mr. McVeigh was stupid enough to go out there and make bombs. And that's all he did. But he is now in prison without right of habeas corpus. He is being held without bond. He is guilty before there is any discussion of innocence. It's circling right now around your judicial system, and will all of you make an effort so that we can move on in beginning to change the law? And not even the law. The judicial system. And some of you are from Bakersfield, where you have to face the fact Kern County is the most corrupt, at least in the state of California. There are literal satanic, ritualistic groups of your city fathers and your court justices that meet in these basement areas for their satanic rituals. And don't even bother to hide it much anymore. That's what Citizen USA is up against. And I do get uptight about it. It has been a hard couple of weeks, and you teeter. You teeter on the brink of destruction here. The Bilderbergers are still continuing to meet. You have such an inflammatory situation brewing between the Japanese and the United States as to make me shake. The alternative side of that coin is that France, Germany, and a few of the other nations that will have a say are against what Bill Clinton is doing. Bill Clinton is a tool, nothing more, of the Bilderberg, the trilateralists, and Israel. You see, Israel doesn't like the Committee of 16. Israel doesn't really like the United Nations because it only has vicarious capability of running your world. And you all want to go back and say, well, I thought maybe I was going to have a psychic seer and we're going to know what's happening. You're going to have earthquakes, famine, plagues. Everybody hear me? Now, what else new do you want to hear? And I'll tell you, it's going to be bad. But let me promise you something. Nostradamus hit a lot of things on the head. If anybody could understand what he said it all. Edgar Casey saw, he was given to see. And the man in the blue turban that is going to be the most destructive force in your world is the United Nations with their blue helmets and their blue and white flags. Word just came across the television that your chief, one of your justices of the Supreme Court, Berger, is dead. Who do you suppose they will replace him with? Might as well. Glory all red, yes. Maybe Ms. Feinstein. Also, the word came that Boutros Ghali says that the UN is in serious trouble. It's bankrupt. You ones have paid for it up to now. What do you suppose is going to happen now?
Shannon Reno won't get paid.
No, she's with the International Monetary Fund. She will get paid. So will your treasurer, Rubin, get paid. If you can't see what the situation is, you cannot do anything about it. I've written a little bit about it this morning, and it would help me if EJ would just read that, and then we can have some logical discussion about it. I'm not truly picking on anybody. It may look like it because we're in the final shakedown, and it might give you an uplifting feeling to know that from South Africa, the one who claims to receive from the Christ says that the San Andreas is going to go on the 25th today. But, you know, they're going to have one in South Africa that's going to be a big one, too, as a spin-off of the San Andreas. Now, if you can explain that to me, you physics scientists, I'd like to hear it. If you don't stop making this a mystical, magical experience, La La Land is going to just swamp you. And yes, indeed, I'm tired of being stolen from, ripped off, robbed, beat up. My people are tired. And if you want a nation, then damn it, you fix it. But stop your silliness. Go march on Washington. What the hell for? What do you want with Washington, the most degenerate place on the face of your earth? Is there not somewhere of purity left? You stole the Constitution from the Native Americans and ruined it. And took everything they had, and now you're one of them. Leave Washington alone. And let's stop asking somebody else to do it for us and let's do it. Read, please. I'm yelling at our visitors, really, back there, because I want a common law court where you people can learn again to be citizens.
Sunday, June 25th, 1995. How's our volume, Paul? Still drifting through. People drift through and sit with us for a while after studying some of our writings. We are honored, for we have no groups, no church, and yet the acclaim is that we are somehow a religion or cult. Most of you at one time or another, as you struggle under the load of accepted responsibility, wish we would be such, but alas, quote, God has done you in and didn't make the world right for you. I would suggest that on personal relationships and stature, he is doing a very good job of testing the mettle of the volunteers, and in addition, offering unlimited growth beyond the boundaries of those offered in any circumstance. We offer or do nothing which is not fully within the business guidelines of law and order. We struggle to meet every regulation of man within God with the code of God, centering our own response to our higher knowing of right from wrong. We are simply a coalition of business people efforting to have community. However, at the top of every business structure, there must be someone with responsibility, and therein lies the problems observed. No one wants responsibility, not even for his own destiny and profit. Let us stumble around for a while on neutral territory so that our toes do not bleed on the rented carpet. If we offer products and then do not deliver those products, it not only is bad business, it is unacceptable, and the law will come down hard for false advertising, fraud, and all manners of other regulations violation. If our favorite mechanic fails to fix our cars or puts in faulty parts without correcting the errors, we are angry, disadvantaged, and finally we'll get another mechanic. Does this have anything to do with the person living in the town? If Daylene goes down to the local sewing shop to have her sewing machine repaired and the merchant fixes the machine but sells it to someone else, is that our problem? Or must not Daylene work that out with the merchant and possibly the law enforcers, if indeed the act was intentional and the merchant cannot get return of the product he sold elsewhere? That is theft, and will be considered that the person receiving the goods is also a receiver of stolen goods and will likewise be prosecuted. Why do you have business interchange with anyone else who might attend our meetings as guests and friends? Somehow feel we have a debt to you. Not only do we not ask people from anywhere to come and volunteer here, but we urge all who cannot attend selves to not come. Charles has somehow become the local moving man, and of all in the place, he has received the least honor, the least attention, and while accepting incredible responsibility, takes no pay. Ones who continually fling rocks at Charles, and he is just a for instance, will ask him first to pack, unpack their U-Haul so that they can either get here or get away from here. So, why do we keep a disruptive force such as Charles, who insists that laws be kept, security be handled, responsibility in our things attended? Because he, without hesitation, takes the reins and attends.
Does anybody realize what you did with that freezer? A little freezer from Penny and Russ to Charles. It was his freezer. It was leaking in here because the ice was melting, and it didn't smell good. But it was moved out onto the outer side with the door open. That is a $1,000 fine if the cop drives by. And you people with these little toddlers better think why. This is absolutely what I'm talking about. It is thoughtlessness. If we cannot think, we cannot protect ourselves. And the few are really getting tired of making it up for all of the thoughtlessness. Go on, please.
I'll back up just a bit. So why do we keep a disruptive force such as Charles, who insists that laws be kept, security be handled, responsibility and our things attended? Because he, without hesitation, takes the reins and attends responsibly his job. He works with me, and I marvel at the patience of my crew who serve in the midst of the crossfire. It has been so difficult at times because he has been referred to as Dharma's and EJ's spy. How dare you? They, too, have shouldered the responsibility of this commission without ability to back off or run away. Sins of the parents. I am not going to go into the sins of the parents against children to any great extent, but I am going to allow you to reason with selves just a bit. Why would it be that a child abused will grow and abuse his own? Because the resentment is so great, forgiveness buried, and only mouthed. But the forgiveness lacking is for self. Even business, every business person would like to offer his employees double or triple whatever he is paying for services rendered. But check before you complain around here for just how badly are you actually being treated. How totally wonderful was your status before you became a part of our circle of friends and business associates. Cults and rumors. Why do you think we have great public problems? Because ones such as Leon and Eleanor go forth and complain, denounce, and blame someone else, and the wrong ones at that, for something they know is their responsibility, but the blame must reside somewhere else. Well, these things come back to rest on the laps of the responsible parties. Leon, for instance, came because of George Green, participated because of George Green, and got stripped by George Green. But who does he thrust out in his anger for his own actions, goaded on by George Green? Yes, indeed, all of us. He denounced me as some kind of a god who doesn't sound like a pious god of unconditional love and allowance. Like perhaps I don't like blame placed on the shoulders of non-responsible parties. Is there loss to our cause? Yes, because these people go forth and hire ones like Abbott and Horton, who will legally bind all of you to the lie and call you a cult to cover their lying backsides in order to fool the judges and a jury. What will these people do when they discover the culprits are actually the attorneys and the thieves? What can they do? They will be out of funds, and so will the culprits who spent their funds. Rod McBroom, the deceiver in the Shrepfer case, is going to, as sure as you are alive, sue the pants off Abbott, for Abbott has caused him to spend thousands of dollars, demands more, and has been a drunken cheat and liar from the upstart. As a stepson who took control and imprisoned John in an Alzheimer's center, without any signs of Alzheimer's, acting for his mother, who is also guilty as can be, wanted gold to place with George Green. However, Rod is angry, for he must now account for thousands of dollars spent from John's property in his care to George Abbott for legal fees for nothing save fraudulent legal work. Luke Perry is also persona non grata in Nevada political circles for his lying and cheating over his stepmother's account, in which he never had any interest. However, he joined with George Abbott and spread through the Associated Press all manner of not just erroneous stories, but absolute and outright lies. Now Abbott screams foul about what is printed in that little nothing paper and demands the courts forgive his bad efforts and money stealing because of his pain and suffering at the hands of a nothing paper. After all, he is the one who has the connections with the Associated Press. Horton, meanwhile, Green's partner in crime, wanting to keep Overton's gold, lies worse and aids, abets, and suggests the lies to tell the courts. Problem is that all the lies now are different in each case, which now gives a federal bankruptcy court heartburn for being deliberately lied to by these gentlemen. Meanwhile, George and Cutie Pie go about claiming they still speak with me and the Christ, and they have been treated badly for stealing and embezzling. Why am I doing this today? Because my people are getting mad as hell and won't take it much longer. Dharma didn't consider writing for me until she encountered the evil empire when they stole her home right in front of God, Satan, and the judicial system. She looked up and around and stopped kissing trees and went to work. Does this mean that we don't appreciate tree kissers? No, it means that somebody has to do the work while the kissers fail to learn a thing about what is going on or coming down. Leon must be seeing the light by now. He fell for George Green's recommendation to hire Abbott to break the Institute, pull it down. It was Green's to begin with. Get his gold and foot a plan for Green. Abbott wouldn't even allow Leon to be dropped from a case so he could continue to drain money from the poor man. How much funds do you think of Leon's and Eleanor's is remaining after several years of working with this good friend, and he is not an alcoholic? No? No, Abbott is a politician, thief, liar, cheat, and drunk.
Do you think there's anything there he won't understand? He's also now an avid reader of the paper.
Then what does Abbott use as excuse for fund draining? To the Supreme Court, he speaks of the Institute spending his clients' funds for court. Doesn't the idiot even know that a corporation has to have a bar club member as a representative in cases before the court? But why this lecture to the choir? Because some of you act other than as family, which we are, team, which we are, and give out all the signals and signs of cult. We do not fit into even one category of a cult, not even one. You who are paid for your labor and consider yourselves underprivileged had better look around carefully. There are hundreds of unemployed people in this village alone making less than you, and yes, would like your job. Every cent is borrowed funding which someone has to make up in payments. Just because corporations are involved does not mean magic money makers. You utilize the advantages and then turn about in ignorance and tear down your own shelter. I am amazed at how ones come and then become angry at the very hands that feed them. Well, God is quite accustomed to such disrespect. Most is simply gossip, but ill speaking hurts the one in topic. But why am I upset? Because I happen to be the chief executive officer of quite a few of those corporations. The courts try to establish that I am dormant. No, I am not. I am real. I am alive, and I am very well and quite capable of making my own case in court on the witness stand. But nobody wants me. Writing Ecker Ecker and Ecker Phoenix in a court paper is only going to cost a couple of old attorneys their licenses. The court may well be judicially unsound and easy on the criminals in such a case where the very lawyers are the criminals, but they don't like to be lied to. Fraud upon citizens is one thing. Fraud upon a court judge is quite another.
Hallelujah.
Common law courts and juries. So how do you get away from the bondage of admiralty courts and control juries? You have to inform the jurors that they have rights greater than the magistrate and the black-robed priest of the rituals. Then you have to get to that court for hearing. Then you tell truth, for the adversary will always lie. An informed juror who is honorable will know the difference. This is why Eckers are such a good case for demonstration. They have truth on their side, and they always tell the same story. After 8 years, the same story is quite sufficient. As with the lies of the opposition, they change in every circumstance. What do I suggest? Well, since any funds which are reclaimed or claimed will go to the furtherance of the Constitutional Law Center and freedom, that several people make sure that every juror arriving at court for sitting on the day of jury in these cases get a fully informed jury pamphlet. They are available, and you don't even have to put your name, rank, or serial number on them. A jury is the one thing that has full discretion and capability, but every judge will try to thwart them by their instructions. A juror is supposed to override those instructions if he remotely feels inclined to do so. You have to reclaim your judicial system to survive. You can't win much by going forth and fighting with one another over your opinion of grand juries, and such as recently happened. You must begin at home, where true charity must begin, and form your common courts of and by the people with juries of those people.
You must set up grand juries at local levels, and then you can draw a foundation upon which to begin. Constitution. I weary of ones shouting, Constitution, Constitution, and like shouting, Peace, Peace, and there is none. Being totally and factually uninformed, the Constitution, as structured for the United States, was structured from the Native American tribal guidelines. So you started right off, offenders of freedom, stealing a nation and a set of rules. You have now become the victims, citizens of the flaws in the document, and you have lost everything that you took from the Indians. However, they aren't too bright either, for while they revel in your loss, they lose even more. You have been reduced to equality, but the puppet masters who accomplish this situation grow stronger each and every day. You can't fight them with weapons any more than those elder natives could fight the long rifles and cannons. You argue and fight over pop guns when the nation falls apart at the hands and minds of the usurpers. It might be funny if it were not so sick. Jerry Spence. Why do I ask you to convince Jerry that he wants the Ecker case? Because he would have a schoolroom setting to bring alive his own teachings. He could show the attorneys who have loyalty and dreams of truth in law how it should and must work. He could show a jury their power and responsibility, and it could be a teaching tool for the attorneys trying to make change. The corruptors have stolen great sums from citizens just like Eckers. Do you realize that the Resolution Trust Corporation is going to now be merged into the FDIC so you can take up more losses? There should be enough penalty charge against these criminals who have stolen America to at the least help support the law center to allow a beginning of the common law system. Let us call the winnings from the case to be the nest egg for truth in law. Eckers don't want or need much. They didn't, however, even have ability to have home insurance to cover even a portion of the recent thefts and robbery by breaking and entering of the thieves. The local police and law enforcers don't do anything except, oh, well, too bad. We did all we could. And yes, let the robber get away. They somehow couldn't find the culprit after they had him in an open field. Why might this annoy the Eckers? Well, when they were to be evicted by the SNL and RTC unlawfully, the bastard government brought in ADL SWAT teams and surrounded their dwelling. Gosh, these powerful troublemakers are drained of all property. In their 60s, and how dangerous can they be? The robber even has welfare, and if brought in, will have excellent medical attention, which he needed for his bare feet. He was stupid enough to wear shoes, which imprinted even the trade name, and then went barefooted to make his runaway. Still, the police said, oh, well. They couldn't seem to do anything when Green stole and took $350,000 of your gold. Not even file a report, because the case somehow became a problem for Nevada, Green's new residence, and passing center for dealing. Something is wrong, citizens. When it got hot in Nevada, he went to Montana. Aren't you sick to death of those who commit these dastardly deeds and then sell you the sicko trip of born-again Christian and spokesman for God? Don't dump your religions onto me, for I shall promptly puke. I also...
It sounds a little stronger now that I hear it.
Good vocabulary.
It's a four-letter word.
I also suggest you stop your 12-foot lizard trick with me. I am of the hosts of God, a messenger for creator creation, and I am just one filmy dimension from your own. Man has manufactured the control through fear and the monsters. Man has also conjured an escape through some kind of ritual rapture. No, it will not happen. You are being set up for the kill. But man wants to believe in fairy tales and magic. He certainly does not want to want to hear or recognize truth, because with truth comes responsibility. Responsibility requires work, or play if you enjoy your work as much as do I. At the least, it requires action and participation, not inconclusive lack of any direction or haphazard fence sitting, Aren't the spikes on the fence getting uncomfortable? Washington, D.C. I continue to be amazed at you people thinking you can take Washington or at the least impress them there. They are the vipers in the pit, and the pit itself is a garbage dump of evil and trash. Why would you want any part of such a lie? You want to march on, take back, and thus and so? What for? Your nation, including Washington, Congress, and the Treasury, judicial, and military systems, are owned and operated by the New World Order, the Committee of 300, under the Queen of England, and the vile antichristness of satanic rule and actions. You aren't going to overthrow anything. You will, however, win the day if you take your possibilities and build. There is going to be adequate and abundant bloodshed without your helping with your own, while calling it God's way. That Bible. Another thing I find interesting about people and their presentation that I are somehow evil because of the Bible. How so? There is a lot of good stuff in that book. There's also good stuff in every Bible. You just don't remember which is truth and which is lie. And in becoming totally ignorant and refusing to reach out and learn, you corner yourselves into a pit with your soul. You actually lie to self and soul, which is, of course, soul. You end up believing what somebody else tells you to believe. And then when disappointed, you lash out at the truth bringers as if they somehow did you in. How is it that when truth finally becomes unfolded, you turn on the very ones who are your friends? Because I tell you truth, does this suddenly mean that I am not your friend? It is as with that damnable Holocaust. I am neither anti-Semite, although I am totally anti-evil, as defined by the groups calling themselves by other labels, nor have I said there was no Holocaust. I said that the Holocaust, as described and presented, could not have happened the way described or presented. Mathematically, it cannot be. How can such a statement represent hate crime? Well, it does and did. Right in the Kern County Court against the Eckers, the above statement was used against Eckers because I wrote this in a tiny little newsletter. A self-claimed Jewish attorney entered it into the court record, and a self-claimed Jewish judge immediately ruled against the Eckers as being frauds, rip-off artists against the SNL. They were an example of why the SNLs failed, and thus and so. Even to entering the rip-off bit in the last document from the opposing attorney who, by the way, has represented every entity in the opposition case. Is the court bad? No, just the people in the court. Things are not bad, good or bad. People are good or bad. How is it that elsewhere, out of Kern County... I guess I better try that again. How is it elsewhere, out of Kern County, California, bad? In some cases...